How do I put the Four Noble Truths into practice in daily life? This is suffering. This is the cause of suffering. This is the cessation of suffering. This is the path leading to the cessation of suffering. So it's Four Noble Truths is a framework for seeing our own experience. So what we want to do, we want to develop wisdom to have a sense of ease and letting go. And to do that, we have to see the suffering of these different mental obscurations, like anger, for example. That's the easiest one to use as an example because it's usually the clearest that when we let it go, there's ease and happiness. So seeing the suffering, seeing the dukkha, seeing the unsatisfactory nature of things, that's the first noble truth. Four noble truths, in order to think about it in a very simple and succinct way, is that the Buddha's just declaring that there is something, and then he's saying this is the cause of it and this is the cessation of it. So it's caused by something and it ceases when those causes are lifted. And the path, we could talk for months about the path, so I won't go into it so much here, but it can be distilled into sila, samadhi, punya, virtue, meditation, and discernment. So the way you put it into practice in daily life is just to see when you suffer. So it's actually too obvious. That's why we don't see it. The reason we're not able to put the Four Noble Truths into practice is it's actually too obvious. So, for example, when we feel a sense of dis-ease or dissatisfaction, habitually we're trying to pin it on something outside of ourselves. So that experience is arising for us, but we're always pinning it on something outside of ourselves, whether it's a friend, family, world, political situation, whatever, we're always pinning it on something outside of ourselves, and that's where the suffering is coming from. That's where our sense of dis-ease and dissatisfaction is coming from. Four Noble Truths, when we learn how to use it in practice, is this is suffering. So we just say, this is suffering. And then the Buddha said the Buddha radically said that the cause of suffering is tanha, is craving. Kama tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha. So that's craving for sensual, any sense, not just sense pleasure, but craving for the senses to be a certain way. Bhava tanha, craving to, like, becoming. Vibhava tanha, the craving to not exist, to not be. So those three types of craving. But actually, we can just think about it as wanting things to be other than what they are. So that's the easy way to think about it. So say in our daily life, we have a sense of dis-ease. And when we see and acknowledge that, then we can say, well, this is because I want something to be other than what it is right now. Things are this way, and I don't want it to be this way. But it is this way. So things are this way, and I don't want it to be this way. And then when we think about the Buddha, oh wait, that's what the Buddha was teaching. That when you want something to be different, when you want something not to be that way, it's suffering. So that's how you use the Four Noble Truths in daily life. So you bring it back to your own experience that it's arising inside. It's not coming from elsewhere. Other things outside might act as corollary causes or side causes, but the experience is arising for us. And so we look at that desire for things to be other than what they are.